Hey everyone, it's Liam here. This is a question for cat people. Some of you may know, or may have mentioned it on Twitter, I can't remember. We have lots of wild cats at my mother-in-law's place because we're on acreage. You know, somebody has a kit, litter, they stay around, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, for some reason, against years of habit, my mother-in-law decided the latest litter, which to me looked all identical, that my two boys could each have a kitten to, you know, look after and that. So they're in what used to be their rabbit sheds to enable us to stop them running away, and the boys play with them every day, get them used to people. The ones that they're not keeping, they're going to go to the local animal shelter. Because they're still only like about 9 or 10 weeks old, I think, maybe a little bit older, I can't remember. Anyway, whether or not it's the fact that it used to be a rabbit shed and my mother-in-law didn't clean it out, I don't know. Two of the cats are really, really in a bad way. Like, one was breathing this morning, but I'd be surprised if it is now. Because I can't really afford vet fees at the moment, so anything that vet fee-wise is my wife and the mother-in-law are wearing because it was their decision. Now, thankfully, the two of the cats that are sick, neither of them, well, none of them are the two that my boys chose. Do I just sort of let the poor little things suffer, or do I sort of, you know, when the boys are upstairs, just quietly finish their suffering for them and just tell the boys that the kittens got out while I opened the gate or opened the door? I know that sounds particularly harsh, but yeah. So just some opinions on that, because as I said, I doubt there's anything that can be done without, you know, radically expensive vet fees, and my wife won't pay for those because as I said, the ones that are sick and not the ones that the boys chose. So some advice on that would be awesome. Cheers, bye.